Like, our mind is a software, and we got to reprogram, we got to reset, yes. We got to do this all the time. For me, it was always hard because my mind never stops. I'm a slow learner, so that's why it took me so many years. But just being completely able to disconnect and just go directly to my heart and my soul, it just brings the peace.
You, like, unlock another perception, and your eyes see things very differently when you actually stay consistent with the practice. Because I think a lot of people that I talk to, they're like, yeah, but my mind just doesn't stop. And I always tell them, I know, it's all of us, that's normal. Give yourself grace and be gentle and patient with yourself, because our minds are going to continue to run unless we learn to control our mind so it doesn't control us.
You are listening to Mastering the Inner Game podcast with your host, Jarek Tadla.
It's funny, we just run into each other. We're both doing your book and the same thing, the inner work and the energy.
Right.
So I just want to ask you, like, how did you come up with the idea, and when did the wake up call, like, for me, it was a few years ago.
Okay.
How did you come up with that, and is any tragic event or something happened there?
Not tragic, but I was in the entertainment industry. I was doing entertainment reporting, hosting, acting, and after the pandemic, I just had a change of desires, and I sat with myself. I started practicing meditation in a very consistent way. And through that practice, I discovered just so many different aspects of our minds, our emotions, and how they work together. And I just decided to leave that industry and head more towards a well-being industry. And that's when I created the EPA course, and I just dropped the audio version.
It's funny because when I hit the bottom of the bottom, and then, you know, I have a few red flags throughout the journey of my life. And the last few years ago after COVID, when I had bottom of the bottom, that's what saved me, the inner work. I didn't know, I have absolutely no idea what it means. Like, I call my meditation praying.
Right, then I was hiding,
I was like getting goosebumps. I was not telling anybody that I'm praying because everybody's so I'm meditating, and then
it's
I was
like
stretching
a taboo.
The word taboo. And it's, and even like today, when I walked into the event, I have a lot of stuff going on in my business.
Right.
And I walked in, and this lady right here was doing like the bell.
The sound baths.
And I'm like, I need this. Like, immediately I sit down, and like everything, it just...
You're able to center yourself and align,
Because it's funny, we're looking for all this stuff from the outside world for validation, but everything we need...
It's inside. Exactly.
You know? And it's
exactly.
Like, when we get born, we get born with everything.
Right.
And then through the society and through when we got raised by coaches, teachers, parents, and everybody else, we lose all this stuff.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
I agree. I think I learned that, especially during the journey of creating the ebook course. I was like, okay, this is definitely something that I feel like if it helped me, because the way that I created all the material that's in the course is material that I used on myself, tools that I used to expand my awareness or become more emotionally regulated. And it was only after I went back into my journals that I realized, like, oh, there's specific how-to steps on how to get myself out of a trigger in a healthy way. Maybe if I put this in a course, it could help someone else. And I realized what you were saying. Oh, this is all inner work.
Yes.
Nothing outside of me is ever going to bring to me the awareness that I was able to discover other than going within.
Okay.
So I agree. This is definitely
like a lot of people are not, like, when you tell people, go work on yourself, do the inner work, do emotional, because everybody talks about IQ, but nobody talks about EQ.
Right.
And the emotional intelligence and fitness is everything. And a lot of time we don't know how to do it.
Right.
And that's why, thank God, that you come up with the book, because we need the guidance. A lot of people need the guidance because they don't know how to do it.
Right.
And it serves us to center and find exactly what we're looking for.
Yes. It's funny because I feel like I didn't realize that, how you were saying that some people didn't know how to center themselves and just head into more of an intelligence.
It took me 6 years to learn how to meditate.
That's what I tell people, don't give up. It's a process.
And what happened is now when I surround myself with, I'm getting goosebumps. When I surround myself with the people, it's, everybody's like, where were you like 8 years ago? Where were you 6 years? I could use all the help. So I think that's what we do. We just give, and it's helpful because people, we don't know what we need.
Exactly.
And that's exactly, like, I'm telling everybody, just that's what you need. Just go find the inner work, do the meditations, praying and stuff like that.
I agree. I go into meditation in the course, and I teach the steps that I taught myself in terms, because meditation is its own practice, but I feel like we each could develop our own way to get to a meditative state. And I just developed specific tools when I was practicing the practice that
I want
I
everybody
included.
To read your book, but you gotta give me yes. some steps, some shortcuts.
Okay. So basically I go into it in the course. The main thing is to bring yourself to the present moment, because meditation, the practice, as you probably know, is to quiet your mind. So the first thing is isolate yourself from any distractions, phone, people, anything that can be distracting you. You isolate, and then I right away go to placing my hands on my physical body, because that's like the quickest way to get your brain to focus in the present. You focus on your body, you focus on your breath, and then you just, in that moment, now it's the practice of quieting your mind. So once you isolate yourself, once you place your hands on your body and you start focusing on your breath, eventually you train your mind to quiet down and only focus on your breath. And then you eventually tune out everything around you and then get into that meditative state. And then after that, everything else comes to you. I think that for me, there's the tools that I just explained to you that I've discovered helped me discover other tools. So like when you want to reprogram your mind, for me, I discovered these three steps where it's like isolate, feel, ground. You isolate yourself, you feel what you're feeling, and then you ground yourself, or you find the practice that brings you joy, because that's what'll ground you the most in happiness or peace, which is what we all are. So yeah, those are the steps that I talk about. I go more in depth about it in the course, and I agree with you. I feel like it's definitely a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey to...
Like our mind is a software, and we got to reprogram, we got to reset, yes. We got to do this all the time.
Yes.
And it's like, for me, it was always hard because my mind never stops.
Right, I just agree.
That's why I'm a slow learner. I need some coaching.
Okay.
So that's why it took me so many years. But just being completely able to disconnect and just go directly to my heart and my soul, it just brings the peace. And for some reason, when I it's resetting the phone.
Yes.
And when I get out of it, suddenly I have more answers. I have more awareness and abundance. And I see a lot of beauty in everything that otherwise I would not see.
You unlock another perception, and your eyes see things very differently when you actually stay consistent with the practice. Because I think a lot of people that I talk to, they're like, yeah, but my mind just doesn't stop. And I always tell them, I know, it's all of us, that's normal. Give yourself grace and be gentle and patient with yourself, because our minds are gonna continue to run unless we learn to control our mind so it doesn't control us. But it's a journey, but a very rewarding one. I think that when I discovered this, it changed everything for me.
We have masculine energy, and a lot of men, how would you advise? Because a lot of men think, I don't need this shit.
Right.
I'm like, this is feminine, and we all need, I know.
100%.
We all need feminine and masculine energy
in order
to have the balance. Exactly.
Yes.
Because I don't want the men, when they listen to this, hear it from my point of view, because they hear me all the time.
Okay.
But from your point of view, how important it is to connect the masculine energy with the feminine energy. And it really is a lot, like for me, it's a lot easier. Like I cannot tell my brain, but when I meditate, it's a lot easier to connect those two energies.
Exactly.
Can you?
I would say from like a feminine's perspective, for a masculine, it's so important to learn how to control your mind and meditate to do that, because it helps you be more, as a man, you're gonna guide, you're gonna take initiative, you're gonna take action. That's what a man is here to do, protect us and guide us. You can't do that if your mind's fogged. You can't do that correctly if your mind's all over the place, if you don't have that self-control within you, right?
Yep.
You're gonna be all over the place. How you get back in control is through learning how to control your mind and learning to control your thoughts and becoming extremely disciplined in that. So that's why I recommend, if you can meditate, yes, emotional regulation and meditation seems more of the feminine aspects of who we are, but we all carry masculine and feminine energy within us. It's just how we use it and obviously how we embody those energies. But I think a man will benefit, if not more than a woman, to control his mind so he can lead better.
That's exactly, well, I swear by that. I'm telling you, on a daily basis, before I go to bed, after I go to bed, sometimes in the middle of the night, like I'm really like, that's what I need. It's like the second I go into my head, I'm like, okay, we're not living over here.
Right.
I'm not my thought.
God,
I go back to my soul, to my heart, to my soul, and it's let it guide. And then what happens is everything else, it's instead of me pushing, it pulls me.
Exactly.
And then I feel like, I feel free. I really feel free and at peace.
I realize that when you feel that way, it's because you're in the flow.
Yeah.
You're in the flow of who we are, which is energy. And I always talk about this with my friends and they always
That's
laugh.
What I want to talk about, flow
yes,
energy.
Because the name of the book is Master Your Energy, Master Your Reality. And it's because we are energy. Everything around us is energy. We weren't really taught this, but when you look at it down.
You know, I said we are energy. We are not our thoughts. We are energy.
We are energy. I like indulged in the practice of quantum physics. I don't know if you've indulged in quantum physics yet.
I'm new to this.
Okay,
I will read your book immediately.
Yes, I would love that and get your feedback. I would love your feedback. But quantum physics teaches you just the scientific explanation to the spiritual side of us and who we are. And when we say we're energy, quantum physics really breaks it down to you and what that means. And when you're explaining yourself, how you connect to your heart and you let go of your mind and your thoughts and you end up in the flow state, that is connecting to your true essence, which is energy. And everything around us is always moving because it's energy. So once you connect to that frequency, it all feels better. You feel lighter. You feel more at peace. So sometimes it's just also having that awareness that we're not our minds, we're not our thoughts, and we're not our emotions either. Our emotions come and go. So it's just learning more to ourselves and more other aspects of ourselves that will benefit our lifestyle.
And that's what I'm going to find in this book.
Yes. Okay. So please do. It's online. You can find it on my website, DeniseRodri.com. And I'll have the PDF version there and the audio version, which I just released. It's self-narrated. And eventually we'll have bilingual copies and physical copies too.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Leave your comments and subscribe for more insights on mastering your inner game.